Before we return to that conversation, though, I did want to take a look at this headline that caught my eye about TikTok. TikTok, of course, sponsoring the Eurovision Song Contest this year. And there is a lawsuit being brought against them which claims that it is a propaganda tool for the Chinese Communist Party. We're joined now by Febzi Turkalp, who is a technology journalist, editor of GadgetDetective.com and a host of the Gadget Detective podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Can you give us a brief overview of this lawsuit, first of all, please?
So this is a lawsuit brought against TikTok in an American court by the man who was the head of engineering at ByteDance's US division. So ByteDance being the owner of the TikTok app. So this man is in a position to know about the things that he's alleging. And he's alleged all sorts of things. I hope this man is under some form of protection at the moment, because he's alleged things extremely damaging to both TikTok and the Chinese state. So first of all, he's saying that ByteDance has had a Communist Party committee installed within it that guide it to advance core communist values. So, for example, ByteDance to tweak the algorithm to play down pro-Japanese videos or anything that's, you know, pro-Hong Kong or Hong Kong independence. So they'll do that. He's saying that they've got a kill switch where it's effectively a sword of Damocles over the Chinese apps that ByteDance runs, where they could actually just shut them off at a stroke, that it's used to steal the intellectual property of its Western competitors. It goes on and on. And that despite the assurances that were given by the CEO of ByteDance to the American government recently, that the Chinese have got a backdoor into the system and can look at data that is collected by TikTok wherever that data is stored. So whilst TikTok have said, yes, this data is stored in America, it doesn't seem to make a difference if these allegations are true.
So that does sound shocking on the surface. But then I was looking at this story and I was thinking there does seem to be a smidgen of hypocrisy inherent in it. When you look at what happened with Cambridge Analytica, where the population were persuaded to damage themselves by voting in the most significant referendum of the decade or, you know, arguably the century. We know that social media is used by political outlets to influence public opinion. So is it the fact that it's China and communism that is the problem?
China, and that they are our competitors politically, militarily, in all sorts of ways. Yeah, you're quite right. All of this sort of thing, I'm sure, to a lesser or greater extent, goes on with most Western companies, or any Western company, including UK companies, are required to hand over information. Internet service providers are required to keep records for 6 months of every website that we visit. So, you know, we should not think that this is unique. But the additional worrying factor is essentially that this is China, and that China is a competitor, stealing secrets and controlling the narrative through the app.
Mm. I mean, what's your opinion? Do you think that TikTok is more dangerous than other social media apps?
Yeah, look, I think it is. I mean, there was that leak recently, wasn't there, that showed that America was spying on its allies. So, you know, it's not that everyone's not spying on everyone else. They are. It's just a question of who would you rather be spied on by?
Yeah.
Which is really what it comes down to. I think it is dangerous because of China's lack of democratic values, and that if we see that shift of power that we are seeing from the West to China and Asia, that will have an effect on how politics is conducted and the rights of people in countries. So I think it is important, but I think at the same time, you're quite right. These are, you know, companies like Cambridge Analytica and people who subvert elections, not just in the West, but also in other countries as well. Those are very dangerous. And I think that legislators have to wake up. We saw them, you know, all these American legislators grandstanding when they had the TikTok CEO. almost all of them had no idea what they were talking about. I mean, the imbecility of the questions that they were asking was shocking, and they really need to have committees that will actually advise them, and they need to listen to these committees, because the technology moves much faster than legislation's ability to keep up. And at the very least, we need legislators to be well advised and willing to take the necessary steps, and I just don't see that at the moment.
Fevzi Turkout, thank you so much. Technology journalist, editor of GadgetDetective.com and host of the Gadget Detective podcast.